Good morning. This is Brother Steve again with the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. And we're going to continue reading in Revelations there. Yesterday we read Revelations chapter 1. And we saw how Jesus is walking among his church. And then Revelations chapter 2, Jesus starts speaking to the church and giving them in some cases, some compliments, and in other cases, some rebukes. And there's speaking to the seven churches of Asia, but there's also, there's been a comparison made to the different church ages. So we could maybe think about that as we read this as well. Like the first church there, in the beginning, the early church would have been like the church of Ephesus. And then the next church would have been, I'm not sure exactly the break points there. Maybe the Dark Ages through the church of Smyrna. And continuing on till, you know, in our day, we would be considered in the church of the Laodiceans, the seventh church. So we can think about that a little bit as we read through this. But also, as we read this, Jesus speaking to his church and giving them affirmation and rebuke and correction. We can also find out a little bit what Jesus' heart is for the church. So just keep that in mind as we read here. It says, chapter 2, verse 1, unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars. And hast borne, and hast patience, and for my name's sake hast labored, and hast not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works. Or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. But this thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. It says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh, why give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Now, Jesus has a lot of good things to say to the church of Ephesus. He says, I know thy works, and thy labors, and thy patience, and thou hast... He says, thou canst not bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which... say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars. And it's talking a little bit about discernment here and how the need for discernment. He said, talking about he can't bear them which are evil. And, you know, we are, the Bible talks about also that in the last days there will be many false prophets, false apostles, whatever. And here he's complimenting this church for being able to discern that and to call them out. We are in a time where political correctness is more important than righteousness. And so people kind of let things go, even some very serious sins. Immorality goes rampant in the church, and nobody calls them out. So then he says, and has borne and has patience, and for my name's sake has labored and has not fainted. But then he says, he has one thing against them. They have left their first love. And he says, if remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent and do the first works. And he says, if they don't, he's going to remove their candlestick out of its place, except you repent. Because they left their first love, if we can just remember that first love, when we first found Jesus, we first found forgiveness in Christ, and the excitement of it and all of that. And if we could continually walk in that experience, that understanding. Then he also says there, but this thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. And the Nicolaitans, it's mentioned a few times here in Revelations, and it doesn't really explain very well what it is, but to the best of my knowledge, what I could find in the meaning of the word and where it came from and other commentators and whatever, it seems like it was a the deeds of the Nicolaitans was like an unhealthy how would I say, maybe controlling spirit in the leaders or whoever it was, where there was an unhealthy suppression or a control, where there was maybe a leader or a few leaders that were exercising dominion, having a controlling attitude over the rest of the congregation or whatever. So that's the best that I could find as far as the definition there. It doesn't really define it very well, but that's what I could find. Then he also says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh, will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. And so here he's saying, he that hath an ear. You know, you hear Jesus say that in different places, and then you see throughout this chapter where he talks to the churches, he says that at the end of every we talk to the churches there. So, and I think it's simply talking about, you know, a spiritual ear and understanding. Then he goes to the second church. And unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write these things, which these things saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. Fear not of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. You know, there are several churches. I think there's two, if I remember right, there's two churches here in these couple chapters, two out of the seven, that Jesus has nothing bad to say about. And the church here at Smyrna is one of them. He had no rebuke for them. He had nothing but affirmation. And you will also find that these were the suffering churches. Smyrna was one of them, and I think maybe Philadelphia. I'm not sure which was the other one, but we'll get to that then. But here he talks about suffering. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Talks also about them being in poverty. But he says, but they are rich. And then we also, if we come to the church of Laodicea, it says that they think they are rich, but he says they are poor. So let's keep that in mind as we, you know, Jesus sees things not as we see it, but he sees it in the heart. He sees the spiritual side of things. And he has nothing but good things to say about this church in Smyrna. It seems to be a church that is a suffering church and a poor church, physically speaking, but seems like they are very rich in the spirit. And Jesus commends them for that. So I think we're going to end there for this morning, and we'll continue in verse 12 tomorrow morning then. So God bless you and be with you.